On This Day with Gunners and Ali.
It's time to check out what happened on this day for Wednesday, the 23rd of January. As per usual, let's check out the birthdays first. Gil Gerard, the American actor who starred in the television series of Buck Rogers in the 25th century, today is 76. Rutger Hauer, the Dutch actor, is 75 today. You may remember him as one of the androids in the 1982 science fiction movie Blade Runner. Great movie.
All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears in rain.
Yeah, a scene from one of the best science fiction movies ever made, 1982's Blade Runner, featuring Rutger Hauer. Glenn Wheatley, the Australian businessman and former bass guitarist with a Master's Apprentices, today is 71. Richard Dean Anderson, the US actor best known for his starring role in MacGyver, today is 69. Lead vocalist with US band Cheap Trick, Robin Zander, is 66 today. Their first Australian hit was this one. Great song, Dream Police from 1979 from Cheap Trick. Also celebrating a birthday today is Princess Caroline. She's 62. Greg Ritchie, the former Australian cricketer, is 59. Peter Korda, the former Czechoslovakian tennis player, is 51. Rebecca Elmaloglu, the Australian actress, is 45. Tiffany Amber Thiessen, the US actress who played Valerie in the TV series Beverly Hills 90210, today is 45. And AFL player Jared Ruffhead, today is 32. It was on this day in 1957 that frisbees produced by the Wham-O Company were produced.
Want fun? Get frisbee. It flies through the air with the greatest of ease. It's the newest, fastest, most flying fun under the sun. Frisbee is actually a soft, round airfoil with gyro action. Frisbee is a brand new kind of toy. If you want fun, get frisbee today. And remember, if it doesn't say Whammo, it isn't a frisbee.
Sounds like fun. This began on US TV on this day in 1983.
If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team.
Yep, it's the A-Team, starring George Peppard, Mr. T, Dirk Benedict, and Dwight Schultz. Began on US TV on this day in 1983. And the Bulletin was published in Australia for the final time after 128 years on this day in 2008. Just a few of the things that happened on this day for Wednesday, the 23rd of January, 2019.